Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.
If you guys missed the update, the brief update that I gave these guys yesterday on this reality TV show, here's where the whole thing stands. Before we left for vacation, I was approached by the creator of a reality TV show that also created Housewives of Atlanta and Housewives of Orange County. And she said she is putting together a reality TV show here in Atlanta, and she's looking for a bunch of dudes. And she wanted me to consider being on the show.
Boys Club ATL, right?
Yep. And she came over to my house before vacation, and Stacey and I did a on-camera interview that I felt like when she left, I thought, you know what? Things went pretty well. We really opened up there. And then we didn't really have, we just opened up. It really wasn't very difficult for us. So I thought, you know, there may be a shot where she actually calls back and she says, look, you've got a tough decision to make. So since we've been backstage, and I've been talking about it a little bit, just in case we do get the call saying, look, we want you as part of this reality TV show. And my wife has maintained that she wants to see the contract before we make any decision whatsoever,
right,
before we can even really start having hefty debate on it, is you got to see that contract. Like, can you boot him out of the house if you want? Do you have creative control over anything whatsoever? She wants to see that contract. Right.
Did you just choke?
Yeah, I choked on my coffee because the answer to that is no.
Well, there's a little wiggle room on there. And Jeff sent me this article about a week ago from CNN. And the title of the article is The Real World of Reality Show Contracts. And I could read it, a lot of it verbatim, but it basically says what you were choking on is, man, it's all gone. You get on camera there, and they have complete control of what they want to do. It says, while the needs and issues for each show are unique, a typical contract includes 100 reasons why you can't sue, said Eric Goldman, an assistant professor who teaches contract law at Santa Clara. They're also going to try and say, if you're creative enough to come up with the 101st reason, you can't sue for that either. These contracts are usually all-encompassing in their efforts to get participants to waive rights to release claims. You have to sit there in all of your paranoia and think about what possibly could happen if the worst disaster in the world happened, and you have to disclose that in a way so they know what they're waiving and you don't get sued. So basically what this is saying is you just have to absolutely assume that they have your brand, they are marketing you. They could take the smallest thing that happens in your day, and they can shape it and form it any way they want. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Does that bother you, the brand part of it? Like the fact that you have built a brand as Bert Weiss, and they can completely alter that brand
on a national scale
in 3 months that you've built for in Atlanta since 2001.
Yeah, of course it scares me. Sure, it's something I thought about. But I also think that if I want to believe that if what you're doing is authentic, then how can they truly manipulate it? But I did give you guys a couple examples the other day of how it certainly can be manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have one meltdown at an employee and all of a sudden I can be branded as, you know, the harsh boss or whatever, or the crappy dad because I'm only hanging out with my kids, you know, for 30 minutes or 45 minutes on a Tuesday night, you know?
You told a story a week or two ago about, or a couple, well, I haven't been around for a while. You told a story last month that about where they filmed a woman in a bar changing a light bulb when the bar was empty, and she fell off the bar stool and like sat on the floor and laughed, and they edited that to make it look like she was dancing on the bar stool when the bar was open and was hammered and fell on the ground and was laughing about it.
Yeah, her storyline was she was the cast drunk. So they totally manipulated the situation and continued to make her look that way, even though it was shot in the middle of the day. They made it look like it was night and she was in a club.
I heard another I told someone that story because I thought that was really interesting, and they said they had a friend who was on a reality television show, and the reality television show was about there was a woman, but her husband was, you know, a peripheral cast member, whatever that word is, and they would film. He was hard of hearing. And so they would film him talking to attractive women, but he would lean way in every time. And they only, he did that to everybody. So if I had a conversation with him, he would lean, he would apologize and say, I have a difficult time hearing and I haven't given into a hearing aid yet. And he would lean in and you would have to talk if you're in a loud place. They only showed him doing that to attractive women.
Oh,
then
man.
Showed the wife footage of that. And she called them on it and said, you were manipulating the footage. So then they went in and found footage of him talking to unattractive women and guys in not loud places where he never leaned in and showed her the two pieces back to back.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they only found out about it like a year later when one of the producers admitted, fully said, yeah, that's what, that's, they manipulate that. So it looked like, so she went nuts on camera and off, and it was a significant issue for them. Like, he slept on the couch for a while, and he's like, I swear to God, I do it with everybody.
I could see it could make the strongest couples, like, really question what's going on, you know? Mm-hmm. This article continues to go on and says, the network needs to be able to exploit the material for their purposes, like you just said. There's a big investment in these shows, and they need to be able to use the material, typically in perpetuity. When you agree to that, you also wholeheartedly agreeing to the prospect of being portrayed in an unfavorable light so they could really do whatever they want with it. Because of that, it's essential that the participant gives a full and complete release of any claims arising. Now, here's the only thing in the article that gave me a little bit of hope, because being on the radio, there's a certain – there's a small amount, but it's a there is an amount of celebrity attached to this. And unless you're already a celebrity, you don't really have much leverage when it comes to your contract at all. Mm-hmm. Now, this is going to be a national show. So on a national stage, nobody knows who I am. Most people in Atlanta still don't know who I am. But within our community here, if she really wanted me on the show that badly, there might be some wiggle room. I don't know. It's not something I've talked to her about yet. So I don't know.
What's the percentage of you getting cast?
I really don't have any idea. Based on the text messages that I read you guys yesterday, it felt like she wanted to, but I think she's got to run it by a whole bunch of people out in California. So I have no idea. I don't think anybody that has auditioned for it has been called yet.
Okay.
Because we're all pretty tight, and I think we would have called each other. So I don't think there's no way of knowing right now. So it just could be a whole bunch of words and no update. Hey, Michelle, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. One of my concerns is, like, I don't agree with the whole franchise of The Real Housewives, because I'm a housewife, and my life is so 180 degrees from what those women do. Is it on the same premise? Like, are they going to make you be shallow like these women seem to be? I know there's a lot of editing, but you do a lot of good stuff for the community, and...
Well, they can't make you something you're not. Like, I am never going to get into, at least my intention is never to, get into a fist fight in the middle of a bar. That's just not in my makeup. It's not in my makeup to have shouting matches in public. I don't think I've ever done that with a guy, ever.
What happened when you and Mark went to the football game this year?
Got thrown out of a bar.
I got drunk at a bartender that I didn't know, and I yelled at him. So it's happened one time.
And you got thrown out of a bar.
Yeah. And I did get thrown out, so...
They would turn that into something
That'd
huge.
Be oh, yeah, that would be great for them, right.
That'd be a whole storyline.
Exactly.
Story
That's the bad thing, because you're a whole different type of person than what their franchise is about, and I don't know. But I hope they don't try to spin it into a shallow light.
Look, there has to be some spin on it, and there has to be some drama to it. There has to be, or they wouldn't put all the money in to create the show. And their hope going into season one is you're going to be so intrigued that there's a season two. So they're going to have to come up with some reasons to make it dramatic. Now, there are other guys that I know that they're talking to on the show that have more of a dramatic lifestyle than I do. Mm-hmm. They are more emotional than I am. They have a what's the word I'm looking for? Just a shorter fuse than I do. Mm-hmm. So they may get that from some guys, and I be cast in a different role.
And think about the Real Housewives of Atlanta. I mean, NeNe and Kim and are like the main characters that you know fight. But then there are a couple on there that are the peacemakers that are ended up in the middle of their drama all the time and have to talk to them and talk to them and talk to them that mm-hmm. aren't cast in a bad light. So, you know, there is the possibility, just playing devil's advocate, that you would not be the bad guy. You'd actually be the, guys, come on, let's, you know, calm down.
Mm-hmm. Peacemaker.
Yeah.
Could be.
But they don't cast you for no reason. They don't cast a peacemaker. They cast.
But they become
well,
one
I have
on
a feeling, though, with the way that Bert and Stacey have been feeling about the whole thing, that if you are cast, if you are presented with it, mm-hmm. and it's like, okay, if you want it, it's yours, I think you guys are having a really hard time turning it down.
Yeah, you're going to do it.
Why?
I don't know. It's the vibe I get.
Because it's like
no, I really am not leaning either way.
Exciting opportunity.
Stacey seems a little bit more excited about it than I am, I got to tell mm-hmm. you. Actually, a lot more excited about it than I am. So, I don't know. We should probably know something over the next couple of weeks, though, and then we'll really have to sit down and really discuss it, because then it gets serious.
Okay.
But at this time, it's still just a whole bunch of fantasy and
right.
sort of damage control before there's any answer at all. So, we'll keep you guys posted.
This is The Bert Show.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.